Shalom, 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 afternoon, people of God. Yes, I believe we are all doing well by the grace of God. Yes, by the grace of God, I'm also doing well. Yes, I promise to teach something this afternoon. I want to teach you how to hear the voice of God from within your spirit or your inner man. Yes, that is why I want us to start. I'm not waiting for anybody. Yeah. No waiting for anybody. God bless you for all of for coming. I'm excited having you all around. God bless you. Can you hear me? Okay, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Thank you. Let's pray. Eternal Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We ask of your spirit and we ask of your leadings. We pray that you teach us your word, Holy Spirit. Guide us even through the scriptures and make us understand in the mighty name of Jesus. Open the spirit of our minds and bring light and illumination into our spirit. Even as we are about to delve deeper in how to hear the voice of God, even from within our spirit, I pray that may the Spirit of God begin to activate your inner spirit so that you can really hear from Him in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Yes. God bless you all. Afumwa, God bless you. Afiba, the Lord bless you. In Cancer, Grace, the Lord bless you. Poma, the Lord bless you. Aaron, the Lord bless you. Mary Mensa, the Lord bless you. Oscar, the Lord bless you. Abner Impact, the Lord bless you. Who is here again? If you are here, let me know. Karen, the Lord bless you. Favor Rennie, the Lord bless you. God bless you. So Akushia Eunice, God bless you. Okay. God bless you all. Yes. By the grace of God, I want to teach you something very important that you have to know in the body of Christ as a believer. Hearing the voice of God through your inner man. Church, this is a very powerful topic I want to teach you. And I'm not waiting for anybody. Those who are available and they want to learn, they can learn. I know there are people here, they will listen, but they might not even apply the very things I'll be telling them to be doing. But if you can hear me today and really open up your spirit, I'm telling you the truth. You'll be able to make decisions, hear the voice of God for yourself, your family, your children, and even your family. Please, I want to really rush at certain things before I start teaching you how to really hear it. My church, are you ready? We will be dealing with a lot of scriptures. Okay. I know those who will be coming this afternoon will be blessed. But when I come, please, when somebody type that I should repeat, tell the person that, please, don't make purpose pressure come up. Just listen. Mr. Type is Amanuna. Wambaji Bibia, Mr. God bless. Majua, the Lord bless you. Okay. Okay. Church, by the grace of God, in the line of ministry, I've had some believers that have come to me to hear God's voice even concerning a particular matter in their lives. But sometimes when people come to us just to hear the voice of God, even for an aspect of their destiny, they don't even want to know, or they want to know specifically. People can come to you and say, man of God, I want to know my calling. Man of God, I want to know, is it the right person for me to marry? Man of God, I want to do this. Should I do it? So these things is good to inquire. But sometimes when I sit down to listen to all these things, I sometimes get sad. The reason why I get sad is that many believers do not know that as we Christians, God's voice is right inside us. Listen to me. One of the things many believers don't know is that the voice of God is right within you. The voice of God is right within you. I've also realized that many believers do not realize that God is always speaking to them. And it is their God's right or their birthright to hear God's voice. You do not have to be a prophet, a pastor, a singer, a worshiper, an elder, a deacon, or a leader in the church to be able to hear the voice of God. No, it is your birthright. So when I'm talking and you cannot hear, you let me know. Okay? Scriptures, the Lord bless you. When I'm talking and you cannot hear, you quickly alert me. Is that clear? One of the things you have to understand that the voice of God is right inside you. And God is always speaking unto you. Every day, God keeps on talking. The fact that you are not hearing doesn't mean He is not talking. He is. But there is a qualification to hear God's voice. And the first qualification to hear God's voice is being a born-again Christian. Church, it means that almost every one of us is born again. Is it not true? Is it not true? Or if you are not born again, please let me lead you to Christ right now. So that you can get the right to hear the voice of God. Good. It means that everybody here is born again. But I want us to think about this. Does a child need a special skill to be able to hear his mother? Does a child need a special skill to be able to hear his father? We all know that mothers and children, they have natural bond that makes the child recognize the voice or the mother's voice easily. There is a bond between you and your father or your mother that makes you recognize his voice quickly. Is it not true? There are most of us, even if it is not our parents, some of us, it can be our beloveds. Some of us, we are so born to certain people like our husbands, our wife, and even our children or our girlfriends to a point that when even they are not there and we hear, we are listening to a call and we hear their voice, we will be able to identify that this is the person who is talking to me without seeing the face. Because two of you are equally bound together, either by blood or by relation. Okay. So you will see, it is this natural bond or the bond between a mother and child that helps the child to be able to recognize the father's voice everywhere he is. And this is the bond we call the bond of intimacy. Just to make you understand. So far as you all understand that before you can even hear the voice of God, you need to be born again. One of the things I want you to understand is that even when you are born again, it takes a lot of
intimate relationship with your Father to be able to pick His voice every time and everywhere you are. It's just a foundation I'm laying. So just follow me. In the same way, listen, in Christ, the Holy Spirit is your mother. I want you to note it. In Christ, the Holy Spirit is your mother. He gave birth to you. When I say He gave birth to you, what I'm trying to say is that it is the Holy Spirit that gave birth to you as a born again Christian. So you came into Christ and you became a born again. It is the Spirit that gave birth to you. In John chapter 3, the verse 6, I want to add scripture so that I can finish with the foundation I'm laying quickly. In John chapter 3, the verse 6, the Bible said that that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Just to tell you that spiritual birth is not the same as physical birth. Yes, please, you can bring the scripture, John 3, 6, quickly. Yes, let's work with the Bible. Good. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. It means that spiritual birth and natural birth are not the same. At our natural birth, mother and child are separate beings. But our spiritual birth, your new spirit in Christ, is built with the Holy Spirit. Did you understand what I just said? When we talk about natural birth or the flesh, anyone that is born of flesh is flesh. What we are trying to say, a mother and a child, when it comes to natural birth, it simply means that the mother and the child are two separate beings. But when it comes to the spiritual birth, it means that you and the Holy Spirit are not separate beings. You are built together as one. It means that the bond between you and the Holy Spirit is inseparable. You cannot separate the bond between you and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. This is to make you understand that when you are born again, what happens is that your spirit is now joined together with the Spirit of God, and two of you become one flesh, one spirit. Sorry. Two of you becomes one spirit. So any body who is born spiritually, what happens to you is that two of you, you and the Holy Spirit, becomes united forever. Give me 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the verse 17. The way you guys are quiet, I don't know whether I'm confusing you. Am I confusing you? It's just an introduction I'm giving you. Am I confusing you? Okay. The Bible said that, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. This is what I was saying. So the big grammar I'm saying, this is the scripture I was saying with this big grammar. What I'm trying to say is that anybody who is born again, So every one of us, we are born again. Is it not true? If you are born again now, this is what the Bible says. We that is joined with the Lord as a born again Christians, we are one spirit with him. In other words, our spirit and the spirit of the Lord is now one. Who is the spirit of the Lord? That is the Holy Spirit. It means that we and the Holy Spirit, we are now one. Our bodies are not separated like our physical mothers and our fathers. No, we are not separated. We and the Holy Spirit, we are nine together. We are tied together. Do you understand this? I want everybody to understand. That's why I'm taking my time. Yeah. So because the Spirit of God is inbuilt in your spirit, everything about him is also inbuilt in your spirit. Listen to me. Now, if you know that the Holy Spirit is now united with you, it means that everything the Holy Spirit has in him, it is also found in you. I don't know whether you understand. So anything the Holy Spirit has inbuilt in him is also found in your spirit, because your spirit and the Holy Spirit are united together. This includes his voice, his leadings, and his revelations. So if the Spirit of God is united with your spirit, it means his voice is also united with your voice, with your spirit. His knowledge is also united with your spirit, because two of you are not separate beings, you are together. This is a basic teaching I'm teaching. Some of you, it looks very strange to you. What is the man saying? Is he talking mysteries? This is not mystery. This is a basic Christian teaching. This is KG2 Christian teaching I'm teaching today. Naturally, say, the first thing people, our men of God should teach us when we become born again is what I'm teaching you today. This was the first thing our men of God should be teaching us when we became born again. This first Bible, I don't know how we call it. They have a name for it. But is it? Bible class. Something like that. This was what they were supposed to be teaching us. That because we are born again, we are now a new breed of people. And because we are now new breed of people, we are not the same like how you used to be, number one. Because you are not the same, you are now a new baby created in Christ. And this new baby, the person who gave birth to you in Christ, is not your mother. It is the Holy Spirit that gave birth to you in Christ. And when the Holy Ghost gave birth to you in Christ, your DNA and the Holy Spirit's DNA are the same. Because naturally, do you know that you might carry either the DNA of your father or the DNA of your mother? Is it not true? So in the spirit too, the DNA of the Holy Spirit and your DNA, they are all the same. It means that the DNA of the Holy Spirit, or the very things the Holy Spirit carries in him or herself, should be able to be found in you as a child of God, because you are now equally yoked with him. You are one. And because of how he speaks, his voice can only be detected in your spirit, not in your flesh. Church, listen to me. Because it is your spirit that he dwells. It is not in your flesh. He dwells in your spirit, and your spirit can be found in you. And because he dwells in your spirit, one of the things you need to understand is simple. The Holy Spirit, his voice, his revelations, his dealings, his leadings, his knowledge, whatever is in him, is also inbuilt in your spirit. So, in the natural term, for me to make you understand, the inbuilt voice of the Holy Spirit in your spirit is what we call the inner witness. Have you ever heard it before? The inner witness. Unti inner witness, the sister. Udi ene obeti. Udi unti idakure nuna mechiri inti wati. Why? Hunkunkru e kasachirewa. Ewo umua. Ye freno brofu muse inner witness. Udi adansi ewo umu. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yes. Odi adansi ewo umu. Inner witness, when we talk about inner witness is not an audible voice. This is where I want to sound the caution. Listen to me. Inner witness is not an audible voice. But when we talk about inner witness, it comes like a thought or a feeling that one expresses. I'll come there. Just wait for me. Don't be in a... I've not even started my teaching. It's just I'm building basic foundation for you to understand. Okay. So the inbuilt voice of the Holy Spirit in your system or in your spirit, it's what we call inner witness. And one thing you need to understand about inner witness doesn't come like an audible voice. It comes like a thought or a feeling that one expresses. It is this expression in your spirit that makes spiritual things so evident and spiritual knowing. It is registered in your spirit which urges you or which tell. Okay, let me say it in this way so that you understand. The reason why I say sometimes it comes in a thought or it comes in a feeling is that, have you realized when we were growing in the Lord or as natural people, have you realized that there are times we are about to do something? Then within us, we will feel something says, is it not what we normally say? Something says, do. Or there's something say, don't do. That's something that you were being taught and you were saying something. That was not the something. When you become born again, it is not called something, it is called the Holy Spirit. If you need to make sure you say the way we, now say what kasa now kas something told me. See me say a power in this wo baby our hon. When you become born again, we don't call it something again. We call it the Holy Spirit. And when the Holy Spirit is talking to you, the Holy Spirit is talks to you in your inner man or your spirit, number one, as a witness. How does he bear the witness in you? The only way he bears the witness is one. He bears it as what? Thought or feeling that one expresses. So it can be either against something or for something. So that is how the thought comes. That is how the thought comes. So when you read Romans chapter 8, the verse 16, Romans chapter 8, the verse 16, the Bible said, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. In other words, what the Spirit of God does is that the Spirit of God agrees with our spirit concerning every matter. Please, are you learning? Are you learning? Are you learning? Romans 8:16. The Spirit of God bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Note it. The Holy Spirit does not bear witness with your flesh. He bears witness with your spirit because it is your spirit he gave birth to, not your flesh. And because he gave birth to your spirit, as you entered in Christ, one thing he teaches and one thing he makes you understand is, number one, he brings his voice as thought and feeling and expresses it for or against a particular matter in your life. So when he's bearing witness with you, that is why sometimes there is something you want to do. You'll be there, the Holy Spirit will tell you do. Others, he will tell you don't do. Sometimes you will not hear the word do. You will not hear don't do. It will come like a feeling. The feeling is that sometimes the Holy Spirit ministers to us sometimes when we are about to kiss a lady or touch a lady or do something very negative, watch pornography, sleep with a woman. You will see that it won't come as stop or don't stop. Sometimes it will come like a feeling. And the feeling, it will come like, it. Have you seen, you will see your heart will be beating faster. Anamebwa. You will see that your heart will be beating faster at that particular moment. It is a feeling he's trying to tell you, don't do what you are doing now. Stop it. This is how he bears witness with our spirit. Metro, this is the basic Christianity I'm teaching today. When you, as every believer, before we graduate to the prophetic dimension. This is what we have to know as Christians before you graduate to the prophetic dimensions. So this is how he starts with every believer. This is what he starts with every believer, every born again believer, everyone. This is how the Holy Ghost started with us. But some of us, the reason why you couldn't even walk with him till now is because you never knew that it was him talking to you. The reason why you never knew because you were not taught. Fetch me what? They didn't help. These are the basic things. These are the basic things we need to learn, even as children of God. He said, I'm teaching you Sunday school in the spirit. This is how Sunday schools are taught. This is, this should have been the basic of your Christianity, knowing how to receive and understand the inner witness. That is the Holy Spirit's voice in you. Apostle Williams, the Lord bless you. So the Bible said that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. Romans chapter 8, 16. Listen, the word bears witness as using the above verse, testify. It means testify. It means that what the Holy Ghost does is that he testifies. Do you know when we say somebody is testifying? That means the person can either testify for or against. Huh? Yeah. So when we say somebody is testifying, it means the person can speak either for or against. Is it not true? Uh-huh. So what the Spirit of God, the primary aim of the Spirit of the Holy Spirit in your spirit is that he testifies on your behalf concerning matters. And some of the matters, he brings it as feelings. Some of them, he brings it as thoughts. But it comes like an expression. Have you realized that some of us, we can get angry. As soon as you got angry and you overreacted on an issue, you were there. As soon as you were there, a thought just came into your mind. And look at how the thought came. So what you did, is it good to do that? How many of you have ever experienced that? That is how it will come. It comes like a thought. You are there. So what you did? What you did? Is it good? Is it good to be doing that? Look at the way you spoke. Look at the way you shouted. Is it good to be shouting like that? This is the Holy Spirit talking to you. This is the Holy Spirit talking to you. So when he brings such thoughts to you, do you know what you do? You feel remorseful. As soon as you feel remorseful, and you say, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry." Is it not true? You say, "Oh Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me." Yes. He brings it as a thought unto us, or it comes like a feeling. This is the basics. I'm still in my introduction. So when the Bible was talking about bearing witness, what the Bible was trying to say is that he testifies. Yeah. So the Holy Spirit is like a witness in court. So he either testify for or testify against. And listen to me. I want you to listen to me. In your spirit, the Holy Spirit will always testify what God approves in your life. Listen to me carefully. In your spirit, the Holy Spirit will always testify what God approves in your life and testifies against what God disproves in your life. This is the basic method of communication with your spirit. So anything that is of God, he approves it. Anything that is not of God, he rejects it. He testified and said you did wrongly. Yeah, he will tell you. He will tell you. Do you know, for example, the Holy Spirit, when you want to venture into marriage or a business, the Holy Spirit can testify in your spirit. And it will give you evidences to support your decision. But if God disapproves it, he will testify against it. Yeah. He will also give you evidences against. This is what I'm about to teach now. But the question everybody is asking now, how does the Holy Spirit give evidence to support or against your decision in light of inner witness? I know that is the question somebody is asking now. How? How does the Holy Spirit give evidences to support or against your decision in the light of inner witness? How does He support us when He's talking to our spirit? Church, we all know we have spirit, soul, and body. This one we all know, so I'm not going back to teach that. Let me teach you the keys. Are you ready to hear, to know the keys? How the Holy Ghost ministers to our spirit. Are you ready? Number one, He brings peace in our spirit. I want you to write it. Shout the peace of God or the peace of Christ. Yeah. That is the first thing He brings to our spirit. Peace. The peace of God. The peace of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So that's the first way the Holy Spirit communicates to our inner spirit, by bringing us He communicates with our spirit through the peace of God. Yeah, I'll explain. As believers, do you know the peace of Christ is like an inner compass of the Holy Spirit that is used to direct and guide our decision-making process. The peace of God in our spirit is like a compass that the Holy Spirit uses to direct and guide us in our decision making. Shout peace. The question, I want to ask a question. How many of us have ever decided to take a certain decision and we felt very unpeaced? We felt very restless. We didn't feel okay at all. We wanted to take a decision, but it looks like we don't feel fine. It looks like some of you, it looks like you are about to travel. To say In Colossians chapter 3:15, when you read the GNB Bible, in Colossians chapter 3, the verse 15, when you read the GNB Bible, the Bible said that the peace that Christ gives to guide you is the decision you make. That is the GNB Bible. It said the peace, Colossians chapter 3:15. It said the peace that Christ gives to you guide you in the decisions you make. Let me read the good news. It said the peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decisions you make. That is there. Yeah, can you imagine? It means that when we want to make decisions in life, how the Holy Spirit helps us make decisions is by bringing peace. Hey, and then if you can catch this, you will thank me later. I'm telling you, you will never be sad in your life again. You will never be thinking, man of God, I am confused about an issue. What should I do? No. Because every decision you will take, if you today, you can understand what I am teaching, you will even bother your pastor again. Whatever you will decide to do, you say, oh, pastor, oh yeah, I know. I've seen the answer. Yeah, I've gotten the answer. The first one is called the peace of God. Bring the scripture again. Colossians chapter 3, the verse 15. Bring the scripture again. look at it, the peace of God. It means that when you want to take any decision in life, what the Holy Spirit brings onto you firstly is peace. That means that if God approves of what you are about to do, He gives you peace. If God does not approve of what you are about to do, He gives you restlessness. This is the first and the basic way He talks to you. A guy proposed to you, and you told the guy, I'm going to pray about it. You went into your room and you've not yet prayed, but you were thinking about the guy. Anytime you are thinking about the guy, there is something in you that makes you unhappy. I don't know whether I'm talking. There is something in you that makes you unhappy. It's like, I know. There is something in you that makes you unhappy. That means the answer is a big no. Don't accept, no matter the money the person has. Don't accept the person. Munti asemna mekan. It means that God doesn't approve of that relationship. But when you begin to pray, or you are thinking about the person and you are praying, the Lord, is he the right person? Is he the right person? Holy Spirit, guide me. Is he the right person? And you feel okay in your spirit. And you feel okay in your spirit. Do you know? As soon as you feel okay in your spirit, it looks like you even feel a certain peace. As a Bibian, as a, if there is a go ahead in your spirit, be, I don't know. God bless you, scriptures. There is a go ahead in your spirit. As soon as you feel it, as if you are okay, you are okay. Sometimes you can be praying about a man of God. Should I sow this seed to this man? And who feel it? No matter the amount of the seed, you felt, no, I said, Adi, Bibi, Eyo, Debbie, San Eyo, Womu. You don't feel okay, but it doesn't come by thinking. It comes by praying. It only comes by praying. It comes by praying. So you go, Father, I'm about to sow money, a seed to scriptures. Should I do it? Sometimes, as you are talking and you are talking to the Holy Spirit, be careful. These are basic things you have to know. This is how we find out truth. No, that is not the person. If that is what God approves of it, even as you are talking, you will see yourself, everything is, I say, who feel you okay? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? As you are talking, as you are praying about it to the Lord, as you are praying about it to the Lord, it looks like you feel okay. It looks like you feel like, go ahead and do it. You feel like, BBI, you're fine. It looks, I don't know the right word to say. It looks like you are not tense at all. Anamebwa. Is it the right word? It's a tension new. So, once the tension will be so, can you see the kind of feelings you have? When you are tense about something, have you seen how you normally feel? Yes. But when you are not tense and you are so relaxed, have you seen it feeling? It is different. That is how the Holy Spirit, that is the first way he approves of things. Did you feel so tensed or did you feel relaxed? That is the first thing. Naturally, if you are feeling tense, if you are feeling a lot of heartbeat, you are feeling unrestlessness in you, it means God has disapproved of what you are about to do. Just say no and go. And that is where some of you want to cover it with your emotions. That is the problem. That is where some of you want to cover it with your emotions and end up making the mistake. Yeah. Because, let me explain something to you. The way God made every believer, we have a default mode. And the default mode is called the peace within us. The peace of Christ. That's the default mode. That is how we are all made. As soon as you are born again, there is a peace the Holy Spirit shares on your heart. In everything, you see yourself, you are okay. In other words, listen. When you are born again, the peace of Christ is inbuilt in you. It is inbuilt in you. A woman. So it's like an inner peace we all have consistently that assures us that we are children of God. Sir, can I tell you something? Do you know that if you are a child of God right now, do you know you know? When I ask you, are you a child of God right now? What is it? There is nothing, if you even say yes, there is nothing that bothers you. It's like you are relaxed saying yes. But if you are not a child of God and you say yes, as you say yes, you feel unusual feeling in you. In a say, every believer with this, every believer that will go to heaven knows. Christo ni bi obeko heaven bi oni. That is the basic sign we use to detect whether I'm going to heaven. That's the inner peace. He bears witness. The inner peace bears witness and testifies to us that we are children of God. Into so when him say we are nyameba, ye cannot say we kaze. Into me kaze now obey call heaven. Aye, bibi akura mpusu. Bibi, you don't feel any reaction. It just say unam kwai naso. But say uka, na say unfeel okay. Wadina uka yena. It means that there is a question mark somewhere in your Christian life. You need to readdress that part, and that is it. You are good to go. Simple. These are very simple things I'm teaching you. Is it confusing? What I just thought right now, is it confusing? Huh? Is it confusing? Yeah. Just to let you understand, sir, if you want to make a decision, listen to me. If you want to make any decision concerning the will of God, maybe concerning traveling, concerning job, concerning relationship, concerning, if you want to know whether God is saying yes, the first way God gives you is what we call inner peace. That is the first way, the first thing he talks to you, peace. So as soon as you mention it, if God approves of it, the Holy Spirit will just brood on your heart with peace. When God disapproves it, the Holy Spirit will bring on restlessness in you. You will not feel okay, cry. Just to make you understand that your spirit is to just make you understand that your spirit and the Holy Spirit, they are synchronized together. And because they are synchronized, any decision you make, you two of you have to make this decision equally. That is why there are things you don't have to apply your emotions. A lady asked me of a will of God concerning something. Londi, will God bless you. Boji, and God bless you. Ajua, the Lord bless you. A lady asked me of something. But how the lady described the guy, it looks like the guy is very good. You know? I looked at the picture she sent to me. I looked at it. And I don't feel okay. About the way she described the person to me, I looked at the picture, I don't feel okay. It means there is something wrong. But to the lady, that's the perfect match. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When I just looked at the picture, I don't feel okay. But because I have this knowledge that this is how the Holy Spirit, sometimes he speaks to us, it clicked. I said, no, I have to find out why. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? That is the first thing he brings. It is called the inner peace. The Holy Spirit speaks to us through the inner peace. Please stop your emotions. Put your emotions there. Stop looking at the looks. I beg you. Stop looking at the looks. Huh? No. Forget that one. And now, look at the picture and close your eyes. Begin to speak in tongues. Holy Spirit, just tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, help me. Guide me in making this decision. If it is him, let me know. If it is not him, let me know. Then you start praying. Shh. Kabato levelo sekebelagiato sapai. As you are praying, just be quiet. Be relaxed. Let nothing distract you. Be relaxed. Listen to me. Be relaxed. Let nothing distract you. Be relaxed. When you pray for 5 minutes and your heartbeat doesn't increase, the person is good to go. When you pray for 5 minutes and your heartbeat increases, there is a question mark. Most of you, that is the answer to your problem now. What you have been worrying yourself to know, this is the answer I've just given to you. Do it and take the decisions for yourself. Just do it right now and take the decisions for yourself. But some of you, do you know? You want to allow your emotions to overpower the looks, the money, you know? You want to allow that one to overpower what the Holy Spirit tells you through the inner peace. Yeah. Don't forget what I am teaching. I'm teaching you the basic way the Holy Spirit speaks to every believer. The first way is called the peace of God. And the peace of God is what we call the inner peace. And we read a scripture in Colossians chapter 3, the verse 15. The Bible says something very profound. He said the peace of Christ gives us it is what guides our decision. The peace of Christ, Colossians chapter 3, the verse 15. It is called the inner peace. That is the first way God speaks to every believer. Where is Afiba? On farm is scripture and embrace me. The peace that Christ gives is to guide you in the decision you make. That is it. So the peace Christ gives to us is concerning a decision we make by the Holy Spirit. That means any decision that you are about to make, when it is being approved by God, the first thing the Holy Spirit brings on your heart, it is called peace. You don't feel restless. You don't feel stressed. You don't feel any, I don't know. You don't feel anxious. Tension new. So I don't know whether you get what I'm trying to say. There is no tension on you. You feel relaxed. You feel okay. That is the first way he teaches us. There is nothing like pressure on you. It look, some of you right now, because there are people you've seen them and you think they have money, you think they are beautiful. So because of that, you don't want to hear what I am saying. Please, when something happens to you, don't come and talk to me. Madakra me. I won't even mind you cry. What is mercy? The mercy is what I have taught you. The mercy is what I have taught. If you like, try it now. Get that person you are calling. He say he's your boyfriend. Do it right now and see. Do it and see. Somebody proposes to you. You want to venture into a business. Write the business name and hold the business name. Look at it and close your eyes and tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, guide me in making my right decision. Holy Spirit, guide me. Then you start praying. Pray for just 5 minutes and see. 5 minutes, pepepe. Just pray for 5 minutes and see. I'm not saying don't pray and be listening to music. Some of you, that is why you'll be distracted by things around. Get a cool place and be praying. Just go and hide the cool place and just do that for 5 minutes and see whether the decisions won't be solved for you. If you can't speak in tongues, pray normally as I am praying. Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide me. Holy Spirit, should I go? Should I go? Should I accept it? Should I accept him? Holy Spirit, guide me. Should I accept him? Should I accept it? Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide me. Guide me. You will feel it. You will feel it. Yeah. Any decision you make outside the will of God, the peace of God will stop flowing in your heart. The peace of God, it will stop flowing in your heart. You won't feel it again. This is why our foundations of Christianity is destroyed. Simon, have you now seen the reason why? It's not every man of God that is a man of God. These are the very truth we were supposed to be taught. All the men of God here, listen to me. These were the very truth we were supposed to be taught, even as people of God. Do you know what you are busy looking for? Man of God, prophesy. Man of God, prophesy. Prophesy what? Prophesy what? jumping A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K. It is, stop that. Stop that. These are simple truths you have to know. This is how we walk with the Lord by ourselves. David, but this is the truth I'm talking about. This is how we walk by God ourselves as Christians. This is what I'm teaching is not about men of God. It is not about prophets. It is not about any minister of God. I'm teaching up basic Christianity. This is what we call basic Christianity. How to live by the Holy Spirit who is with us. How to live with Him. How does He speak to us? This Holy Spirit that God has given to us. How does He speak to us? That is what I'm teaching. These are basic things. The first thing is called inner peace. This is the first thing. Right now, the decision you've made, go back and sit down and see. William Krabesho, go back and say, yeah, I've not realized why I'm suffering like this. Ah, Holy Spirit, forgive me. I ignored your voice. If you like, try and see. Some of you, you'll be shocked. When I say this, you know, some of you will not try and pull because the decisions you have made, you know, some of you made it on certain things. You won't even try. When I say you try, me, listen, when I teach this again, listen to me. When I teach this again and you tell me, Papa, I'm confused, the way I will punch your mouth in. When I teach you from today and you tell me, Papa, I'm confused about something, what I will do to you, eh? You will even like it. What I'm teaching you today, go and live like a genuine Christian. Live like somebody who now understands what we call Christianity. Live like that. Take one easy. Abu Dene Abutere. Stop bothering men of God. Stop that. These are basic things you need to know. There are weightier methods men of God handle, not these basic ones. Decision making, Abba. Decision making, Abba. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, I'm not insulting you, my brother and my sister. I love you so much to insult you. The truth of the matter is that, listen to me, sir. This is the basic things we had to, we were supposed to know even before. But these things we are even craving for, these were the first things we have to know. It is this particular way you build your walk with the Holy Spirit to grow even into the dimension He wants to take you. This is how we start building it. So sometimes, listen, sometimes somebody can be talking to me, I will be listening to the person. When the person says something and I feel restless, I just tell the person, you are lying. It's not true. Have you seen these things? These were the thing. This is called inner witness. Stop giving it a big name. It is called inner witness. It is called peace. It's not a mean person who can't discernment, you know. Do you know discerning? It is a basic thing. It is called the inner peace or the inner witness. Inner peace. I don't want you to be mentioning discerning cry. Even discerning cry, that word discernment cry, no, we use it wrongly. There is a gift called discerning of the spirit. We don't have anything called discernment. Discernment is an English word. It's just to know good and bad. That is called discernment. That is an English word. It is not a gift of the Spirit. It is called an English word. knowing your left and right is called discernment. When we say discerning of spirit is the ability to see in the spirit world and hear in the spirit world. That is what we call discerning of spirit. Did you hear what I just said? It is called discerning of spirit, not discernment. Discernment can be taught in school. It can be taught in the home. Don't you teach your children discernment? When they try to steal something, don't you beat them and tell them, hey, don't touch this thing. If you touch it is bad. Don't you tell them. Please, don't you do it. You do it. That is what we call discernment. Please. So don't confuse yourself with this discerning of the spirit and discernment. Discernment is not a spiritual thing. It's a physical thing. I'm teaching about inner witness. How the Holy Spirit speaks to us. The first way the Holy Spirit speaks to us is what we call peace. It is called inner peace. Inner peace. Right now, the guy who just proposed to you, lady, the confusion you are turning between two men, get their names. Pray, just get one of them. Take one name and start praying about the person now and see. Pray, just pray. Pray either for 10 minutes. Just pray. Keep close your eyes. Don't avoid any distractions anywhere. Close your eyes. Be praying. Hold the name and be mentioning the name. Holy Spirit, is this person the right person for me? Pray. He will use the peace to talk to you. If the person is the true one, you will feel very relaxed. If this person is the true one, you will feel very relaxed. See, anytime cry you hear his voice, you are okay. No, I'm not talking about this, your emotional things. So, no, when you are talking to him, you are okay. You know, something tells you that this is the right person. It's like you are not stressed. You are not stressed at all. Bree, you told me something today. I want you to sit down quietly and do what I said. Give me the decision you made and let me see. Okay? Before the close of the day, I want you to get sincerely, forget about anything. Sincerely, I want you to tell me the answer you got while you were praying deeply for peace concerning that person. Did you feel unusual or did you feel okay with the person? Did you feel peace or you had doubt within you? This is how the Holy Spirit. So if God disapproves of something, you have doubt within you. You will just doubt it. When God approves of it, you will feel okay. You will not even feel this heartbeat something. You do it. Get me the answer. Where is the other lady that was confused between the two men? Where is the other lady? What's her name? What's her name? Sewa. Where is she? She was here. Where is she? Sewa Lydia. Sewa, do the same thing I'm teaching now. Okay? Take it one after the other. Take one name, put it down.
Just ignore any good thing happening. Ignore it. Just calm down. Tell the Holy Spirit to help you with the decision. Okay? Then close your eyes. Pray. Just pray. 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 When you pray for about 10 minutes continuously, pray for 10 minutes, and you don't feel heartbeats, you don't feel pressure, you don't feel doubt, that is the person. And truly, let me tell you something. The Holy Spirit will never choose two people as the same. What is Asamnamikain? So if it is this one, definitely it will not be the other one. God is never the author of confusion. If the Holy Spirit chooses this one, definitely it will not be the second one. So when you pray about the second one, and you also have the same peace within you, then check your prayer well. You are praying out of emotions. Is that clear? Inner peace. Inner peace. Inner peace. Inner peace. Please, do you understand the inner peace? Do you understand the inner peace? Okay. Yeah. There are certain decisions I made for myself. I made the decision irrespective of whatever was happening around me. I made the decision by the peace I felt. I made the decision to stop teaching. I made the decision to stop teaching, sir. And I felt very peaceful making that decision. No matter how people are trying to convince me, I still feel peace. Yeah. I still feel peace. I still feel peace. Yeah. It means that God really approved of it for me. Okay. I said, if you like, try it. Should I give you the second one, or do you want us to all try it before? Do you want us to all try it so that maybe tomorrow I can bring the next one for you? Or what do you want? Should I add the next one to it? Should I add? Please talk to me. I should add, eh? Okay. The second way the Holy Spirit talks to us is called the inner conviction. The inner conviction. That is the number two. The first one is called inner peace. The second one is called inner conviction. The conviction is simply means inner knowing. You don't know, but you just know. I don't know whether I'm trying to tell it. I don't know whether you understand what I'm trying to say. Like, there is this knowing in you. You just know it. Say it here, Obua. You know, there are times people come to you and they are talking to you. You just look at them and you know that they are lying. You just know that this guy is lying. Like, there is this knowing. I don't know how to explain it. There is this knowing within you that just tell you this guy is just wasting your time. Or blah, 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 blah. He's a scammer. Yeah, you don't have no proof, but you don't. It is called inner conviction. That is another way the Holy Spirit speaks to us. So it's with this inner knowing that makes you really know that you are born again. It's with this inner conviction that even helps you that you are saved. You have salvation in Christ. It's this inner conviction that helps us know. Do you know when we ask you, are you a child of God? You don't have proof, but there is something that just tells you, yes, you are. You don't have an idea. Please, did you get any certificate that you are saved in Christ? Please, did you get any certificate that you are saved in Christ? So how did you know you were saved? What we call inner conviction. It's that you just know that you are saved. Is it not true? You just know. You don't have any proof of this. You just know. The gift of tongues. I see the Spirit of the Lord. Yeah, you are convinced within you. It's just a conviction within you. You are just convinced that, it's true, Manka. I'm born again. Yeah. So when we became born again, the Holy Spirit registered this inner conviction in our spirit to assure that we are now sons of God. When you read Romans chapter 8, the verse 16, get me the Amplified version. When you read Romans chapter 8, the verse 16, the Amplified version, the Bible said that the Spirit Himself testifies and confirms together with our spirit, assuring us that we believers are children of God. Yes, please look at the Amplified. Now, look at the Amplified. It said, the Spirit Himself does testify together with our spirit. Do you hear that? Assuring us that we are children of God. Amplified Classic will tell you that the Spirit even testifies and confirms. And it is assuring us. It is assuring us that we are children. We don't know. It is something that tells us within that we are children. Anamebwa. It is something that just tells you within you that you are a child of God. You know, when you are called, there are at times many people asked me, how did you know you are called of God? I said, I just know.
How? I said, I just know that I'm called. It is something you cannot explain with diagrams, but there is this thing that just tells you, this is how it is. It's a knowing. It's a knowing within you. Yeah, the Spirit Himself testify with our spirit. It testifies. Romans 8:16. It testifies. The Spirit testifies with our spirit. The Spirit testifies with our spirit. He agrees with our spirit that this is it. Yeah. I know this part I'll continue some other time, but I just want you to understand that the inner peace is one of the ways the Holy Spirit do talk to us plainly. The inner peace and the inner conviction. But with the inner conviction, I'll continue, probably God willing, tomorrow. I'm telling you. It's okay. Let me pause with the inner conviction. I'll continue, God willing, in the afternoon. So, if you're having any question, you can ask me. But with the inner peace, I want you to all try it, okay? Especially those of you who are having a challenge with the relationship. And whatever, in making a choice, try it. In business, in ministry, in men of God, in women of God, there is something you want to do. You are finding it difficult. I want you to try. Okay? And please, whatever results you will get, please, can you do a voice, or you can do a voice and send it to me, okay? And tell me. Is that clear? So I would like everybody to try it. Everything is prayed for. I don't understand when you say pray for. As in, you are asking that God should give you peace. Is it not what you are saying? Huh? Oh, per what I was saying, if you really heard what I preach, it means that when we talk about the peace of God, is the peace of God is shared abroad in our heart. This was the first thing God gave to every believer. And it has been given to us by the Spirit. The Spirit only bears witness with our spirit, not our body or our flesh. It is the spirit that is talking to us. So if you have peace within you, nobody should tell you don't have peace. You feel it. It is the spirit that tells you. So the spirit testifies anything, any decision you want to make on this earth, the spirit approves of the decision by giving you peace. If God disapproves the decision, the spirit, if God disapproves the decision, the spirit will take away the peace of God from you. So you will know that what you are doing, you are messing up. So I'll upload the session so that you can go and download and listen. Is that clear? I'll upload the session. You can go and download and listen to it. And I want you all to try what I just said. And the Lord will be a blessing to you. I can't wait to hear. Is the banana ready? Is the banana ready? Is the banana ready? Afiba, when I give an instruction, please type it on the page. What's here? Huh? No error. No, no panuni. Oh, bizarre banana. A young car. Oh, no panuni. Apostle William. So please, Afiba, when I give an instruction, type it on the page. The idea I can't give the instruction, and they say Dafufro. Okay. God bless you. Kila bahasile bekedilus, wakapatila bandile sofrelias. God bless you and keep you all safe. I'll be waiting for all your voice messages concerning the inner peace direction. Is that clear? Is that clear? Huh? Okay. Try and do it now concerning any matter. Do it. Business, whatever, ministry, whatever, anything you are believe you want to do, you want to take a decision, you want to know the will of God concerning that particular thing. Okay, let's try with the inner peace. The first thing we have to learn, let's try it, the inner peace, and see how it really worked for you. Yeah, and see how it really worked for you and tell me. Okay, God bless you. I'll be waiting for it so that we will know what God will do. Shela Mahatayas. God bless you. God bless you and keep you all safe. By the grace of God, we shall be meeting on Zoom today, if God permits us. Take care of yourself. Shalom, church. I'll be posting the message so that you can go and download it. So, what we are learning or we are studying this week is how to hear the voice of God through your inner witness. How to hear the voice of God through your inner man. Simple. That is what we are learning. So, try and download, listen and practice it. Don't just listen. Papa has taught pal. It is not the teaching. Enye kasa nampe. Yeah, Papa has taught pal. Papa, it's not the teaching that I want. I said, do it, try it. Try it. Which idea? Dear watch the children. A shape of it. Oh my God. So God bless you. We shall meet God willing. Assume. Take care of yourself. Shalom. Church. Bye bye.